Harvesters Incorporated, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and the North Dakota Mill. It is mid-September, and farmers across the region are still trying to harvest the wheat crop. Westbred Wheat Regional Commercial Manager Troy Seiler says the process differs from one area to the next.
It is a bit hard to wrap your arms around this because it varies from region to region. And so what I would say is in the east, in northwest Minnesota, in the northern valley, I would probably say there's maybe 10-15% left to harvest. But as you go west in the northern tier, north central, northwest, there is a lot of wheat that needs to come off yet.
Across north central and northwest North Dakota, Seiler estimates 40% of the spring wheat still needs to be harvested. The crop has faced stress throughout the season, beginning with bacterial leaf streak that was followed by scab and a series of wet and cool events.
I want to stress cooling event. There is a thing that is known as late maturity alpha amylase. And what that is when your wheat is mature and you get a real cold weather event, like what we did in the northern tier, I believe Munich, somewhere in that area, was around 37 degrees about a month ago. What that does is it causes the wheat to break dormancy, and you'll start to lose some of your folly numbers. Basically, the cooling events, along with the wetting events, has really given us some falling numbers that were, you know, well below 300.
Seiler says fungicides had a dramatic impact on yields this year.
Sunshine.